Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning, I should say. Wednesday morning, the 28th of December. We are at Clinton Central High School. Clinton Central High School, the home of the Bulldogs. Well, Mickey, they are focusing on another fine season right here with the Holiday Classic right here at Clinton Prairie, 63rd annual. I understand from Athletic Director Mr. Jones that even through the COVID year, might not have had as many fans here, but it did take place. There'd be about 100 tickets allotted for each school. That's pretty keen way to go. Well, Mitchell, we are at Clinton Prairie High School. Tonight's education-based varsity basketball game features the Clinton Prairie Gophers. They'll be the home team on the scoreboard. They're wearing white. The Tipton Blue Devils are going to wear blue. They'll be the visiting team on the scoreboard. 9:02 left in pregame. We'll mention this game here is going to try to tip off right about 10 a.m. We'll talk a little bit about the visiting team on the scoreboard. That's the Tipton Blue Devils. Tipton Blue Devils are Class 2A, Sectional 39. There are seven in their sectional. And we'll mention, in no particular order, the Eastern Comets, they're 6-1. Tipton Blue Devils, they're 8-1. Madison Grant Argyles, 5-2. That was before, the 5-2 record before yesterday. They played two games, one at noon versus Oak Hill, and the second game they played 6 o'clock versus Eastbrook. That tournament taking place at Mississinewa. Also, the Eastbrook Panthers, they're 3-3. That was before their two games. That's the record before their two games yesterday. They played at 10 a.m. versus Mississinewa. And this is at Mississinewa. They played a 6 p.m. ball game versus Madison Grant. We'll also mention Elwood. The Elwood Panthers are 3-5. Taylor Titans, they're 8 wins, 0 losses. Not playing in a tournament over the break. We'll mention the Blackford Bruins. They're 3-4. But that was before the 12 noon ball game yesterday versus Northeastern. And the tournament taking place at Northeastern High School. And then again, Blackford played in the evening, early evening, 5 p.m. versus Belmont. We'll mention the Tipton Blue Devils. Principal at the school is Craig Leach. The athletic director is Corey Fernand. The athletic trainer is Burke Emmert. We'll mention the Tipton Blue Devils. Tipton High School is located at 619 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can dial them up at 765-675-7431. On the web, it's TiptonAthletics.com. They wear the colors blue and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. There are 10 teams in the Hoosier Conference. They have an East and a West division. They stack up like this. In the East, presently, it's Tipton, Northwestern, Lewis Cass, Hamilton Heights, Western. In the West Division, it's Benton Central, Rensselaer Central, Central Catholic, West Lafayette, and Twin Lakes. We'll mention the Blue Devils are currently 8 wins, 1 loss on the season. They are 2-0 in the Hoosier Conference East Division. We'll mention they have an average score. Now, this is in 8 games. Didn't get the final tally from last night's game. I should say last afternoon's game. They averaged 68.4 points per ball game. We're making the head coach of the Tipton Blue Devils, working in his 8th stop along his tour. I tell you what, Coach Cliff Hawkins, he's a memorable guy, I got to mention. They talk about him good everywhere he's been. We're making Cliff Hawkins on the season. I should say in his 4th season at Tipton, 54 wins, 27 losses. That's 67% win percentage. We'll also mention working in year number 42, he's 551 wins, 386 losses. And we'll also mention next game on the agenda, Tipton Blue Devils. After this tournament, we'll play Saturday, January 7th. That January 7th game will be Tipton Blue Devils. They'll travel to Bethesda Christian. They'll do battle there with the Patriots. We'll mention last year was a good game. Final score at Tipton on January 11th was Tipton 66, Bethesda Christian 50. We'll talk a little bit about the Clinton Prairie Gophers. Clinton Prairie Gophers, We have a school enrollment of 353. I should mention Tipton school enrollment, 454. We'll mention Clinton Prairie Gophers. They're class 2A. They're in sectional 38, right next door to Tipton sectional. There are six in the Clinton Prairie sectional. In their sectional, Lafayette Central Catholic, they're currently 2-0 sectional opponents. They're 2-1 in class. That's class 2A. They're 4-4 presently overall. Seager, the Seager Patriots are 1-1 in sectional play. They're 1-1 in class play. They are 7-2 overall. The Clinton Prairie Gophers, they're currently 1-1 in sectional opponents. They're 2-2 in class basketball. They're 5-3 overall. The Carroll Cougars, they've not played a sectional opponent as of yet. They're out of Flora. We'll mention they are 1-1. That's in class basketball. They're 5-2 overall. The Delphi Oracles, they're 0-1 in sectional play. They're 1-3 in class at the class 2A. They're 4-5 overall. And followed up by Covington. Covington, 0-1 in class basketball, I should say, in sectional play. 0-2 in class basketball. They're overall, they're 7 wins, 6 losses. Clinton Prairie Gophers, the principal at the school, is Kirsten Clark, the athletic director. He doubles as the basketball coach. What a kind gentleman. He spoke with me before the game. Very kind to work with. And we'll mention that's Chad Peckinpah. Chad Peckinpah, the AD and the coach. Athletic secretary at the school is Clarice Good. Clarice Good, even Mr. Peckinpah agrees, it's quite an advantage to have a secretary working in athletics. Makes a lot of things smoother. We'll mention Clinton Prairie Gophers. They're currently 5 wins, 3 losses. We'll mention they are, we won't talk about their home, away, or neutral settings, but we'll mention they're in the Hoosier Heartland Conference, and they're playing well. They're 2-1, I do believe. Coach, let me know. We'll mention in the last 7 game stats, they're averaging 51.9 points offensively per ball game. As mentioned, the head coach is Chad Peckinpah. Chad Peckinpah working in year number 4 at Clinton Prairie. 55 wins, 20 losses. Next game on the agenda following this tournament, January 7th, the Northwestern Tigers will travel to Clinton Prairie Gophers. That's not far away. It's in Frankfort, Indiana. 6 p.m. JV, 7:30 for the varsity. We'll backtrack here a minute. We'll mention Clinton Prairie High School is located at 2400 South County Road 450 West. That's Frankfort, Indiana, 46041. You can reach them by telephone at 765-659-3305. You can reach them on the web at cpgophers.com. They wear the colors red and black. They perform in the Hoosier Heartland Conference, 9 teams in that conference. We'll talk about the first 4 and their records overall. That's Taylor at the top. They're 8 wins, 0 losses. Eastern Thomas, 2nd place presently. They're 6-1. The Carroll Cougars, that's out of Flora, Indiana, right there on 18. They're 5-2. The Clinton Prairie Gophers, they're currently 5-3. We'll mention underneath them, Tri-Central, Sheridan, Rossville, Delphi, and Clinton Central. And so we'll go ahead and mention them. Pre-game, 1 minute left on the clock. Getting ready for some basketball. 3 officials ready with their overcoats already off. Both teams, both starters, seated on the bench. They're getting ready to mention the starting line after we're going to have the national anthem. Probably prior to, we'll see. 63rd annual. And then we'll in a minute here, we'll let you know here in a little bit. IBCA poll. All teams in this poll, December 18th, it was tabulated. All 4 basketball classes involved in this poll. And it's the coaches' poll. The IBCA. And we'll talk about that in a minute. That's going to be from the state of Indiana. That's IHSAA. We'll get to that in a moment. Let's support our national anthem. That's our national anthem, Memorex or Live. It's always good. Support the United States and the national anthem. We're going to mention the starting lineups. Female public address today here in the morning. She's going to do the same. We're going to mention starting lineup for the Blue Devils. They'll start like this. Wearing number 2, 6'1" senior. That's Maverick Conaway. He's averaging 7 points per contest. Wearing number 3, 6'5" sophomore. That's Grady Carpenter. He's averaging 16.8, 7.7 rebounds per game. Wearing number 11, 6'1" junior, that's Nolan Swan, averaging 18.1. Wearing 21, that's number 21, that's 6'2" sophomore, Landon Spidell, 4.3 points per game. Number 23, rounding out the lineup, he's 6 feet tall, he's a junior. That's Jackson Money. The head coach is Cliff Hawkins. We'll talk about the Clinton Prairie Gophers. Wearing number 3, 5'7" senior. He scores 5 points average per game. That's last night. He got 5 points in the 10 o'clock a.m. game. That's Jonas Snip. Wearing number 4, 6'3" sophomore, Jake McGraw. He got 32 points yesterday at 10 o'clock. That's pretty good. 15, wearing 15, 6'3" sophomore, Ryan Harshbarger. Number 23, Caden Davis. He's 6'4", a junior, got 6 yesterday. Number 30, Lane Horlacher. 6'3" junior, he got 14. The tip is up. It's going to be tipped twice by Grady Carpenter to the backcourt. Picked up by Nolan Swan. He'll work a right side behind the arc, Jackson Money. But we're going to Jason, left side, Maverick Conaway, out top of the circle. Working the zone left and right there, Clinton Prairie. Clinton Prairie played the 10 o'clock game yesterday morning. Tipton played the 11:45. 10 o'clock is an early game, but if you go to bed early, it's not quite that early of game. Go out top with the basketball. Nolan Swan will pick up the dribble. He'll pass it right side near the sideline. It's going to be misplayed. Going to go out of bounds. Maverick Conaway going to give the ball back to Clinton Prairie. Clinton Prairie's first possession. Going to bring it in from the backcourt. Crossing the timeline at a walk pace. He'll go right side. He'll go back out top to move the ball around. Catches the hand. 23, Caden Davis. He'll work it back right side. He'll work it down in the middle. Shot in the air. Wouldn't go. At number 4, he'll shoot 2. That shot taken by Jake McGraw, 6'3", just a sophomore. Got 32 yesterday morning. He's going to go to the foul stripe. He'll see 2 fouls whistled on Maverick Conaway. He has 1. He's going to eye and fly the first one. First one rimmed around. Wouldn't go. He'll get 1 more. Jake McGraw, first half yesterday, he was 5 of 6 in the ballgame, 7 of 8. Second shot in the air, rimmed around, fell in. It's a 1-0 contest. Clinton Prairie in front, kicked into the front court. Outside the arc, 3-point shot in the air, good. Nolan Swan, 3-1 contest, 7:07 on the game clock. They're across the timeline at a walk pace. It's point guard number 4, Jake McGraw. He'll pick up a screen, right, left side, Caden Davis. They're working behind the arc with the basketball. They're working down low, in the paint, just outside the paint. Going to be a traveling violation. Wanted to do the spin move. Didn't get the ball on the surface. Ball's going to be turned over by Caden Davis. They're going to give it back to Tipton. Brought in from the backcourt, Nolan Swan. On the dribble across the timeline, Grady Carpenter back to Swan. Swan deep in the front court. He'll work it out, straddle the three-point line. He'll work it right side. Jackson Money out top, long three-pointer straight away. Nolan Swan. 6-1 contest. 6:31 left here in the first quarter, crossing the timeline with the basketball. That's number 4, Jake McGraw. He'll work it left side, work it back out top. Handling the basketball, Jonas Smith, who wears number 3. They'll set a screen. They'll pick up a screen. That's number 15. He'll use it. Ryan Harshbarger. They'll get it back out top, left side. That's McGraw. Crossover dribble through the legs. He'll work it right side, Jonas Smith. They get back to teammate. That's Ryan Harshbarger. Going to be a reach in. Going to be a foul whistle on Tipton. Tipton's going to pick up their first foul in the ball game. Foul's going to be whistled on the Blue Devils. Saying number 2, Maverick Conaway. He has 1. We'll double check that. That's going to be Maverick Conaway. That's the first foul on the visiting team. Trying to check the board. We're working back out around the perimeter, out top on the dribble. That's 30, Lane Horlacher. Going baseline to give the ball to 23, Hayden Davis. 2-point bucket for Davis. It's 6-3. Blue Devils in front, out top of the basketball on the dribble. Grady Carpenter, he'll work at left side. Jackson Money out top. He'll reset the offense. He'll work at right side. Working adjacent to him near the other sideline. Nolan Swan, a turnaround jumper in near the paint. Just outside the paint, Jackson Money for 2. 8-3 contest, 5:20 left here in the first quarter. He'll cross the timeline at a walk pace. That's number 4, Jake McGraw. He'll work at left side to get away with a little bit of a pickup there, a little bit of a hesitation dribble. They get back out to teammate, Jonas Smith. They'll work at left side behind the arc on the dribble. McGraw, he's trying to pick up a screen. Pick and roll, running right there for Caden Davis. CPS is good. Going to go baseline. Trying to close off the baseline close by. Maverick Conaway is going to give up the foul. Drawing the foul is McGraw, Jake McGraw. And Maverick Conaway is going to take a breather with his second foul here in the first quarter. 5:01 in the ballgame for Tipton. Number 20, Landon Spidell. Spidell, 6'2", sophomore. Looking to get it in. Going to be tipped on the inbound. Tipped by Grady Carpenter. They're working back up ahead. Grady Carpenter outside the arc. Going to send the pass to the paint. Going to be a 2-point shot good by Nolan Swan. 10-3 contest. Going to be the first time out in the ballgame. 4:52 on the game clock. We do appreciate you tuning in. We'll mention this is going to be a full 60-second timeout. And we'll let you know this game is in part being brought to you by RE/MAX Anew Realty. Are you looking for real estate professionals in Tipton, Indiana? Visit RE/MAX Anew Realty and connect with a real estate expert today. RE/MAX Anew Realty in Tipton, Indiana, is the premier real estate agency serving Tipton, Hamilton, Cass, Owen, Howard, and surrounding counties since 2015. RE/MAX Anew Realty, located at 221 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by phone at 765-675-3100. Again, 765-675-3100. Visit them on the web at anewrealtyhomes.com. They're going to inbound the basketball. 84 feet back. Clinton Prairie on the dribble. McGraw going to cross the timeline and pick up the pace left side. They're working inside the three-point arc. He'll dish it back out. Jones, I should say Janus. Yes, there's going to be a foul in the paint. Going hard to the hoop right there. They crossed it down low. 35, Levi Osler. We'll go with Levi Osler in the ballgame. Might be Osler. He's going to shoot 2 at the stripe. He got 5 points in yesterday's ballgame. He's in off the bench after this first time out. 6'4 junior. First shot up and good. Osler yesterday in the ballgame went 1-for-3. He's 1-for-1 here in today's ballgame. Taking a breather out of the ballgame for Clinton Prairie is number 15, Ryan Harshbarger. Harshbarger out of the game. Second shot good. In the game for Harshbarger is number 12, Jackson Kerfoot. He's a 6'3 junior. The worker right side behind the arc. Connor Hassan, cross-court tip pass. It's going to be a tip pass from Grady Carpenter underneath. Landon Spidell is going to get the ball deflected. Rebound out of there. Clinton Prairie with the ball in the front court is Jake McGraw. Hand off right there out top. Jackson Kerfoot, they're working behind the arc left side. On the dribble, that's 30, Lane Horlacher. They're working behind the arc once again. Out top, through the legs right there, dribbling exhibition, Jonas Smith. He'll pick the ball up, being guarded there by Grady Carpenter. He'll bounce pass inside left elbow. Again, that's Levi Osler. They'll get it back out top. They'll work the right side. Defense moving their feet. Nolan Swan, Gardner. They're going to switch right there up to the screen. Jackson Money going to guard McGraw. They go baseline. Going to be an offensive foul. They're going to call an elbow. Trying to back his way in on the baseline right of the bucket. They're going to whistle this foul on Jake McGraw. He has one. Team foul number one. Clinton Prairie here in the first half. Tipton thus far, first half with three. Crossing the timeline, left side. He'll pass it. Nolan Swan. Cross-court pass. Jackson Money. Nolan Swan outside arc. He'll dribble in. Elbow right side. Free throw line and kick it outside. Right elbow extended. Three-point shot wouldn't go. Rimmed out. Grady Carpenter. Going to be a foul whistle on the rebound. They're going to whistle this foul as a push on Clinton Prairie. Team foul number two. First foul whistled against Clinton Prairie number three. Jonas Snip can be brought in right of the bucket on the baseline. Tipped away there, Jackson Money, and stolen. Going to be stolen right back, Nolan Swan, before they get across the timeline. Nolan Swan working the left side. Out top, Nolan Swan. Stationary dribble. He'll pass dribble right side. Outside the arc, shot in the air. Long off the rim, wouldn't go. Online, that was Connor Hassong. Rebound out of there. Jonas Smith, he'll get it to point guard. Number four, Jake McGraw. Jake McGraw, 6'4 sophomore, high point totaler. Yesterday, he's averaging near 22 points a game. Coach Peckinpah lets me know. He's going to work it out top. Elbow left side. He'll dribble around. Shot off the mark, straight shot, wouldn't go. Shot taken by 30, Lane Horlacher. Back the other direction, Jackson Money, left-handed layup off the glass. Two-point bucket for Money. 12-5 contest. 2:38 on the game clock. First quarter, Clinton Central, first game of the day. Going to be several games happening, maybe six. We'll see. Going to finish the tournament. Going to try to get it down low. Pass is deflected from Levi Osler. Going to go back the other direction. The pass was intercepted by Nolan Swan down the other end. Landon Spidell got his shot blocked. Pretty near a goal here, no whistle. I believe it was not. They didn't call it. They did a good job. They're going to work it outside right now on the dribble. That's 30. They'll work it back around. Osler lost the handle. I take that back. That was Lane Orlacher. Orlacher's going to lose the handle. Substitutions in the ball game for Clinton Prairie. We're going to see number five, Ty Kirkpatrick, 5'9" senior in the ball game. And we'll also mention in the ballgame, 22, Jacob Wilson, a 5'11 junior. 5'11 junior Wilson got 3 points in yesterday's ballgame. They're working down low. Trying to go off the glass. Couldn't get the shot to go. Got a bit of a bump on the arm. They're going to whistle this foul. Taking the shot there was 20, Connor Hassong. The bullet pass underneath from Nolan Swan. They're going to whistle this foul on 23, Caden Davis. He has one. At the free throw line, Connor Hassong. Connor Hassong at the free throw line. He's keeping that streak alive. Connor Hassong, that's his seventh shot of the season. He's 7-for-7. Taking a breather out of the ballgame is 23, Caden Davis for Clinton Prairie. Left-handed shooter, second shot goes in. He's 8-for-8 on the season. That's Connor Hassong. 14-5 contest. 1:44 on the game clock. Crossing the timeline with the basketball. That's Jake McGraw. Outside, works at left side. He'll take a shot inside the arc. About a 17-footer. Nice jump shot for Jake McGraw. 2 points. 14-7. Tipton by 7. Cross-court pass. Connor Hassong. 3-point shot. Rims off. Wouldn't go. Rebound out of there. Jones Nip. He'll take it to the front court. He'll bring it back out from the 3-point line. He'll pass it left side. McGraw behind the back dribble near the same area. He'll spin move and get it back out to Nip straight away. Outside the arc, he gets the ball back to 15, Ryan Harshberger. Harshberger gets it back to McGraw. They're working back out, Ty Kirkpatrick. Then the outside shot, 3-point shot, rimmed out. Wouldn't go, that was a left elbow extended attempt. Right there by number 30, Lane Horlacher. In the front court with the basketball, tipped in Blue Devils. Back panel dribble. On the dribble there, Grady McGraw. Grady Carpenter, I should say. They'll get it to Nolan Swan. He'll send it to the corner. And Connor Hassong from the right corner baseline picks up a 3-point shot. 17-7, 38 seconds left in the quarter. Out top of the basketball, Jake McGraw. He'll work it right side. He'll cross over a couple times. He'll work at left side now. Dribbling exhibition, trying to get it to teammate. He will. He'll get it to Jonas Nip. Out top, 24 seconds left. Working the dribble, 15, Ryan Harshberger. Harshberger out top. He'll get it to Kirkpatrick. Back in the hands of Jonas Nip. Jonas Nip going to pick up the basketball. Double team. That was Grady Carpenter and Jackson Money to get the ball back out to McGraw. McGraw's going to hand off. Nip on the dribble out top behind the arc. 5 seconds left. Going to work it left side. McGraw. He's going to stop and pop a shot. He'll straddle the three-point line. Would have been a two. It was online, but just long. At the end of the first quarter of play, Tipton, 17. Clinton Prairie, 7. We do appreciate you listening. And we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Blue Devil Boilermaker. Blue Devil Boilermaker, a special thank you to a secret support sponsor for this season's Tipton Blue Devils basketball team. Checking back in during the timeout break is going to be number 12 for Clinton Prairie, Jackson Kerfoot. He's a 6'3 junior. Well, imagine this sponsor attended grades K-12 in the Tipton school system, then went north to Lafayette, Indiana to get that Purdue Boilermaker agricultural degree. And while there at Purdue, he found his future wife. This couple is celebrating then, now, and forever. As we all know, the farming industry is without a doubt one of the most valuable assets that we as consumers can be thankful for. We thank this lifelong Blue Devil Boilermaker for carrying up to support the 2022-23 Tipton Blue Devils. Second buzzer sounds. They're going to bring the ball in across the way. There was one tie up evidently in the quarter. Tipton got the original tip. They're going to bring the ball in. Second quarter, alternate possession arrow. Going to be brought in half court. Grady Carpenter. This bounce pass slightly to back court. Nolan Swan to get it back across the timeline with a swift pass to Carpenter. He's being guarded closely. Ryan Harshberger. Ball's on the surface. He'll pick it back up. Gavin Hare in the ball game. Out top, 3-point shot going to go. Couple of steps behind the arc. Right side. They're going to get the rebound. I believe that rebound was number 12, Jackson Kerfoot. He'll work at right side of the basketball, McGraw. They'll work it back into the hands of Harshberger. It's Ryan Harshberger. They'll work it in, trying to back his way down once again. You know, with the foul on number 4, Jake McGraw. Jake McGraw in yesterday's contest committed just one foul. He got two fouls here in the first half. Team foul. Number 4, 3 thus far for Tipton. Crossing the timeline with the basketball. Number 3, Grady Carpenter. Working to the right corner, baseline. Hassan, he'll bounce it in to Gavin Hare. He'll send it back out, stop the key. Work it left side. 3-point shot, Jackson Money wouldn't go. Rebound, Gavin Hare. Ball's loose. We picked up out top, Jackson Money. Gonna dribble in, Nolan Swan off the glass. 2-point bucket, Swan. 19-7 contest. 7:04 left, we're in the second quarter. Working it out top with the basketball on the dribble is Jake McGraw. He'll hand off right there. Teammate Ryan Harshberger touches the hands of Nip back out. Free throw line. That's Jackson Kerfoot. They'll send it right side. Left elbow base. Extended 3-point shot. Wouldn't go. That was Jonas Nip. Back the other direction. Working in the paint. One-handed floater. That's number 23. Jackson Money for 2. Going to be a full 60-second timeout. 6:39 left here in the second quarter. 21-7. Tipton in front. And we'll mention a little bit about the polls right there. We're talking coaches' poll. This is for 4 schools. I should say 4 basketball schools. They 4A. That's 4A at number 1. They're now sectional number 11. That's the Ben Davis Giants. Ben Davis Giants. They're working at Newcastle section, I should say, tournament this weekend. They're currently 10 wins, 0 losses. Their head coach, Don Carlisle, 75-41 this season. Hall of Fame tournament happening right here at Newcastle. That's going to be on the 30th. They're going to pick up the final leg of the tournament on December 30th, 12:30 p.m. Ben Davis will go against Penn. We'll mention at number 2, sectional 10, Indianapolis Cathedral Fighting Irish. They're 5-1. At number 3, sectional number 4, that's Penn, the Penn Kingsmen. They're 6-0. They're going to go against 10-0, Ben Davis. on the 30th. We'll pick that up in a moment. Ball's going to be brought in from the backcourt. Across the timeline has trot pace, Jake McGraw. He'll work at right side. Inside the arc, your backfield is over here working on right side. Teammate, Jackson Kerfoot. They go to the corner. Touches hands briefly right in Harshberger to Kerfoot. Baseline, he'll jump out of there. He'll get a pass. They get the ball right back. 3-point shot good. Right corner baseline. Pretty smooth shot for Kerfoot for three. They're working back out top. Nolan Swan. Thought about a travel. A lot of fans thought so. He'll work the ball down low. Hassong just outside the paint. Couldn't get the shot to go. Rebound out of there. Picked up by 23, Caden Davis. To get it back to teammate across the timeline at a walk pace. That's number four, Jake McGraw. They're working around the perimeter. They'll get it to 15. That's Ryan Harshberger. They'll get it down low. 2-point bucket. Clinton Frerich. 21-13. 8-point advantage for Tipton. Sam Quigley in the ballgame. He gets rid of it. Right side back out top to McGraw. Excuse me. To Grady Carpenter. He'll work it back to a cutter. Cutter, that was his song. Left-handed off the glass. Wouldn't go a bit hard off the glass. Rebound. Clinton Prairie. He'll work across the timeline. He'll slow up the pace. But it will walk pace. That's number four, Jake McGraw. Sophomore athlete for Clinton Prairie. Back out top. That's Jonas Knipp. Jonas Knipp on the dribble. He'll hand off. 15. Ryan Harshberger, back to McGraw. They'll work it back out. 23, Caden Davis. On the dribble, left side, McGraw. They're working a crossover. He's looking for a shot. Right there in his face is Gavin Hare. They'll work it back out top with the basketball. That's 15, Ryan Harshberger. They'll work it down low. Going to be tipped. Ball's going to be tipped. Going to be kicked inadvertently. No kick. Might have been off the knee. Might have been off the foot. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say it was last touch by Clinton Prairie. In the ball game, back in the ball game for Clinton Prairie, number 22, Jacob Wilson. Taking a breather is number 3, Jonas Knipp. 4:49, second quarter. 21-12. Some communication there at the bench, one of the officials. They throw the ball in. Ball's crossing the timeline now, Grady Carpenter. He'll bounce it, right elbow, Jackson Money back out to Carpenter. Carpenter was open. He elected not to take the three and straight away. Bounce pass off to Nolan Swan. Adjacent, right side, Jackson Money. Sam Quigley in the corner. They'll work the ball back around. Again, to the corner. Going to go baseline drive. Floater just outside the paint. Good. That was Grady Carpenter for two. 23-12. Tipton in front. Going to cross the timeline with the basketball. That's Jake McGraw. Crossover dribble. He got a pass through the basket. He'll use it. Left-handed layup. 2-point bucket for McGraw. 23-14. Back the other direction. Intercepting a long pass in the paint to Jackson Money. That was number 23, Caden Davis. They're going to whistle foul. Nearly a steal there. Going to step in front. Going to whistle this foul. And it's going to end the ball game. In the ball game is Brandon Spidell. Taking a breather. He was number 21. Number 4. Or is Gavin Hare taking a breather? It'll be the third foul whistle in the ballgame on Jake McGraw. He'll take a breather. 4 minutes left, halfway through the second quarter. Going to be brought in adjacent to the scores bench, about three-quarter court. Brought in by Sam Quigley. I think he'll back. Brought in by Grady Carpenter, Sam Quigley. Now, Carpenter with the ball back, way out top, guarding the basketball. Working right there is 15, Ryan Harshberger. They'll kick it outside. Nolan Swan couldn't get a three. Right elbow extended. Credit the rebound. 35, Levi Osler. Osler, a 6'4 junior for Clinton Prairie Gophers. They'll pick up the dribble outside the arc. They'll find Jackson Kerfoot. Almost left elbow extended. 3-point shot good for Kerfoot. 23-17. 6-point advantage for Tipton. Out top of the basketball, they'll work at right side. Sam Quigley get the ball back out top. Behind the arc, Grady Carpenter, he'll work at left side. Jackson Money. They get it to Nolan Swan. To the corner, Grady Carpenter for three. 3-point shot good for Carpenter. 26-17. Ball brought in, going to bring it in from the backcourt on the dribble. That's 22, Jacob Wilson. They'll keep the ball alive. They play pressure. Center court line, that was Sam Quigley. Ball down on the baseline. They pick the ball up, Levi Oster. He'll get it back out. Go to the paint right there. That was 22. Jacob Wilson. They'll work at baseline. Trying to move the basketball right there on the baseline. Was number 12, Jackson Kirkwood. He's a 6'3" junior. He took the shot and wouldn't go. He'll shoot two. A couple of the officials are going to talk this over. Might be asking whether or not the shot was taken. They're going to earn two. They're going to whistle this foul, and it's going to be out of bounds. The shot wasn't taken yet. They're going to call it out of bounds. So he won't shoot two, and Nolan Swan is going to pick up his second foul in the contest. Blue Devils with four fouls thus far, second half. I should say second quarter, first half. And then home team, Clinton Prairie, with five thus far. They're tipping in. Slow pass, trying to find 35. Levi Osler is picked up by Tipton. Tipton back the other direction. They'll get down low. Landon Spidell. Landon Spidell is going to earn a trip to the foul stripe. They're going to whistle a foul on Clinton Prairie. 2:40 left here in the second quarter. We're nearing halftime. Game one here at Clinton Central. Clinton Central Holiday Tournament. 63rd annual. They may not mention it as a holiday tournament, but it's a good one. First shot off the rim wouldn't go. Landon Spidell, he'll get one more. Get some encouragement there on the lane. He'll shoot one more. Second shot up and good. Landon Spidell, now on the season, 12-for-18. He started the game at 65%. To guard the ball in the backcourt, Jackson Kirkley going to pass it to the frontcourt. He'll work it to the left corner baseline. Back out there by Ryan Harshbarger. They'll get it out 22. Jacob Wilson out straight away. They'll pass it back out. Pass from Jackson Kirkwood off the hands of 22, Jacob Wilson. They say if it touches the hands, that's what they say. 2:20 on the game clock. 27-17. Underneath the basket off the glass. Two-point bucket. Jackson Money. 29-17. Timeout on the floor. They're going to whistle this timeout. Coach Chad Peckinpah is going to talk to his group right there. And we'll mention slogan, IHSAA.org, keeping education in front of athletics. High school sports in Indiana teach life lessons that go beyond the playing field. We'll continue with a little bit more of the class four. All four classes in this poll tabulated on December 18th. At number four, the sectional six, Homestead Spartans. They're 6-0. Number five, sectional 12, that's Brownsburg Bulldogs. They're 7-1. Number six, sectional 7, that's the Kokomo Wildcats. That's Wildcats with a K. They're 5-3. At number seven, sectional 13, Center Grove. Center Grove Trojans, they're 8-0. And at number eight, sectional number eight, Carmel Greyhounds, they're 6-3. At number nine, sectional number eight, Noblesville Millers, they're 5-1. They are hosting their own tournament. You can capture that on internet television, HamiltonCountyTelevision.com. Go to HCTV1.com. They're going to work the ball in the backcourt with the dribble. That's Jonas Smith. He'll cross-court pass. Try to get it past there to Kirkwood. He'll try to get it across the way. Going to be off a knee, unexpectedly. And Tiffany's going to pick up the basketball. They'll go right side near in the paint. At number five, Sam Quigley, he'll shoot two. They're going to whistle this foul. On number three, Jonas Nipp. Jonas Nipp going to pick up the foul. He has two. Team foul number seven. First shot off the rim wouldn't go. Sam Quigley. Sam Quigley on the season. He's working on that average. Started the game with 57%. He's now 4-for-8. And rimmed off would go 4-for-9. Rebound out of there, Jackson Kirkwood. No outlet, left side. Still behind the arc is Jonas Smith. He'll pass cross-court pass back to Kirkwood. They'll bounce pass. Across the timeline is Smith. He'll work the right side behind the arc. On the dribble near the baseline. They'll kick it back out. That was Drain Horlacher. They'll go baseline. Jumper just inside the paint. Two-point bucket. Number 30, Lane Horlacher, a 6'3 junior. 29-19. 10-point advantage, Blue Devils in the front court with the basketball, Sam Quigley. They'll work it back out top, Grady Carpenter. Working the offense, coming back out to reset the offense, Nolan Swan. Open behind the arc, long 3-point shot wouldn't go for Grady Carpenter. Rebound, Sam Quigley. They'll kick it back out, 3-point shot near straight away. couple of steps behind the arc. Nolan Swan for three, 32-19. On the dribble, going to cross the timeline with the pass. Cross-court skip pass. That's Ryan Harshbarger. Here we're getting to Jackson Kerpen. They went to the corner, picked up by Nolan Swan. They go back the other direction. Long pass to Grady Carpenter. He'll go off the glass left-handed. He'll get the bucket, and he'll shoot one. 55.1 left here in the second quarter. In the ballgame is going to be number five, Ty Kirkpatrick, 5'9 senior. Taking a breather, number three, Jonas Knipp. Grady Carpenter, three-point play opportunity is good. First stop play here, back in the ballgame for the Blue Devils. Going to be number five, Sam Quigley. Taking a breather for the Blue Devils is number 11, Nolan Swan. Going to bring the ball in from the backcourt, brought in right there, Lane Horlacher. To pick up the dribble near the center line, going to try to pass out of there. That was Ty Kirkpatrick. It's tipped and picked up by Tipton in their front court. Going to work it down low off the glass, Landon Spidell. Two-point shot good. Credit a good pass, Grady Carpenter. Going to work it in the front court. Going to pick up the dribble. Again, that's number five, Kirkpatrick. Cross-court pass. Tipton putting some pressure on in the backcourt, picking up about three-quarter court or a little bit less. Working it down low once again. Two-point bucket near the same area off the glass. That was 21. Landon Spidell, another good pass from Carpenter. As mentioned, Carpenter averaging near double figures on the assist department. Ball's going to be turned over by Clinton Prairie. They'll bring the ball in. It's going to be tipped in basketball. They'll bring it in from near half court. They'll bring him mostly into the front court. Coming out of the ballgame, going to get a breather. It's Landon Spidell. Where's number 21? Back in the ballgame, number 11, Landon Spidell with a short break. Outside the arc, right elbow extended. Three-point shot wouldn't go. Kind of a song. And will go to halftime. Ball ends up in the hands of Ty Kirkpatrick on the dribble. At the end of one half, three quarters, Tipton 39, Clinton Prairie 19. And we do thank you for tuning in. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, if you're looking for that real estate agent with care and concern of where you're going or where you're at, you can text message Lisa Stokes Bear at 317-513-4086. That's 317-513-4086. She can help with residential and corporate relocation. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear, along with buying and selling for your best interest. Lisa also specializes in residential and corporate relocation. Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker, Century 21 Sheets. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Hamilton County Reporter. You can pick up the Hamilton County Reporter even if you do not have a computer. You can get that paper publication delivered to your home. In-county rate is just $24 a year. Out-of-county rate, $60 per year. You can also pick up that publication online, delivered to your inbox. I believe it's a six-day-a-week publication. And all you need to do is call Circulation Director Isaac Taylor. You can reach him at 765-585-9519. Again, that's Isaac Taylor, 765-585-9519. That's the Hamilton County Reporter. It governs out of Noblesville at 136 South Place. We'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Noblesville Trophies. Noblesville Trophies, you can shop them online at NoblesvilleTrophies.com or stop in, if only to browse around. 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. Trophies, awards, plaques, fast turnaround, prices low. Prices so low, you may want to be a repeat customer. That's Noblesville Trophies at 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can reach them by phone at 317-773-7391. That's 317-773-7391 or online at NoblesvilleTrophies.com. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by FritzandFishers.com. Since 1983, they have great cars, great prices, great customers. You can reach them at their dealership in Fishers, Indiana, 317-842-2228. They have two Hamilton County locations. One is Fritz and Fishers at 8599 East 116th Street, Fishers, Indiana. The second location is Fritz in Noblesville, 2400 Westfield Road. That's between Noblesville and Westfield along State Road 32. Noblesville, Indiana, you can explore their quality used car inventory. You can visit them online or visit them on site. That's FritzandFishers.com. And again, we'll mention a little bit more. We'll try to finish up this poll right here. All four classes included in this poll, and this was tabulated on December 18th. At number 10, a Class 3A school, they're at Sectional 19, Mishawaka Marion. Mishawaka Marion unbeaten at 7 wins, 0 losses. Another Class 4A out of Sectional number 8. At number 11, it's Fishers Tigers. They're 5-3. Then back to a 3A school, Sectional number 20. That's number 12, Northwood Panthers. Northwood Panthers also up there in the rankings in Class 4A football. The basketball team, Northwood Panthers, are currently 7-1. And a 2A school in this lineup, Class 2A, Sectional 37. Number 13 this week is Fort Wayne Blackhawk. Fort Wayne Blackhawk, they are at number 13. They're 8 wins, 0 losses. At number 14, Class 4A, the rest of the way here, Sectional number 10, they're tied with another school, Sectional number 10 is represented by Lawrence North Wildcats. That's with a C. They're 4-1. Also tied at number 14, Sectional number 8, Zionsville Eagles. They're 6-3. At number 2, Class 4A, at number 16 is Chesterton. Chesterton working there at the Noblesville Sectional. Well, listen, they are the Trojans, and they're 5-2 currently, back on the 21st. Not too long ago on Wednesday, December 21st, Chesterton Trojans got a decisive win over Andrean. Andrean having a very good season, football and basketball. We're looking at number 17, Sectional number 8, Westfield. Westfield Shamrocks. They're 6-1. You count back, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 total teams out of this Sectional there in Class 8, excuse me, Sectional number 8 in the top 20 this week in the overall poll, all schools or classes included. At number 18, Sectional number 9, that's Anderson. The Anderson Indians are 4-2. And at Sectional number 19, I'll take you back to Sectional number 10, placement number 19. 19 in the state, that's Warren Central Warriors. They're 5-2. They got a recent win on the 21st of December. That was also the same Wednesday, 49-44 over Brebeuf. And we'll mention at number 20, Sectional number 47, another 2A school. Yeah, 2 3A schools, 2 2A schools in this overall ranking for this week in the state of Indiana. At number 20 this week, it's Linton Stockton. They are the Miners. They are 6-1. Linton Stockton, on last Saturday, the 17th, they went 2 overtimes to get the win versus Evansville Harrison. And that was on a neutral floor. So Stockton, Brian Apple lineup. One mention involved in this tournament right here at Clinton Central. They started out yesterday. Started out with tournament teams 2022-23. It was Clinton Central Bulldogs, Clinton Prairie Gophers, Carroll Cougars, Fountain Central Mustangs, North Judson Blue Jays, Tipton Blue Devils, Tri-Central Trojans, Western Panthers. I'll mention Western Panthers, Central Catholic Knights. going to be at Western. Put me in Sports going to cover that game. That game going to happen on January 3rd. If you'd like to tune in, you're welcome to. Coach Michael Lewis going to play basketball. The guy can, you look at him, you know he can play. You know he did play, and you know he might still play some pickup. That's Michael Lewis. They go by Mike Lewis. Just call him that direction. And we'll mention Drake Barrett over there at Central Catholic. Nice Drake Barrett working in his first year at basketball. He's 4-4 presently for Central Catholic. Nice. Clock rolling down, 1:53 on the game clock. We'll also mention the contest is being made part of this ballgame credit. This ballgame being somewhat brought to you by Jeans Auto Parts. Jeans Auto Parts, that's CarQuest Auto Parts, located in 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero, at Cicero Town Plaza. They're team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone, 317-984-4931. That's 317-984-4931. A locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve at Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. This contest also being made possible by AGM Auto. AGM Auto, they're in Arcadia, Indiana. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. They can be that good mechanic you're looking for. They do everything under the hood. Along with your new tires, and now AGM Auto, under new ownership. No worries. Same friendly faces and same quality work. They also restore classic cars and trucks. And reaching out to Central Indiana, all are welcome. To find them, take Howard Avenue, west of State Road 19, right there in Arcadia. They are behind the Arcadia Ballpark. That Arcadia Ballpark, well kept right there. Kitty Sykes does a heck of a job. AGM Auto, as of March the 1st, find them at their new location, 6620 East, 266th Street, Arcadia. Ball's going to be brought in. 8 minutes on the game clock. Third quarter. Also the possession arrow, going to give the ball back to Clinton Prairie. 39-19, Blue Devils in front. Going to be brought in right there in the 30, Lane Horlacher. He'll get an inbounds pass. Number 4, Jake McGraw on the dribble, working against him is Grady Carpenter. Now double-teaming the front court, Jackson Money. He'll pass out of it to 23, Caden Davis. Back in the right corner, deep in the front court, Jake McGraw. They'll work it outside, take a shot behind the arc. That was 15, Ryan Harshbarger. Ball's going to carry him, going to go out of bounds, going to belong to Chipton. No brain is in the backcourt. On the dribble, across the timeline. Grady Carpenter, he'll hand off right there. Nolan Swan, he'll take a long three-point shot about 3 steps behind the arc. Three-point shot good for Nolan Swan, 42-19. And across the timeline with a bounce pass, McGraw gets it to Horlacher. Double team there. He tried to pass out of it. Ball carries up, picked up by Clinton Prairie. Ball's going to roll around the rim right there. That's Katie Davis. Rolled off the rim. Looked like it was going to fall in. Back the other direction, Blue Devils. Three-point shot, left elbow extended. Grady Carpenter for three. 45-19. Crossing the timeline, going to try to cross with the pass. McGraw will do so to Horlacher. He'll get the ball back to McGraw. He'll dribble in. Free throw line. 2-point shot rimmed around, wouldn't go. Fighting for the board right there. Finally coming up with it. With 15, Ryan Harshbarger. Ryan Harshbarger, a 6'3" sophomore. They go to the foul stripe. He'll shoot two. They're going to whistle this foul on Nolan Swan. He'll pick up his third, they're saying, in the ballgame. Number 15, Harshbarger. First shot rimmed around. Wouldn't go. He'll get one more. Ready to check in for Harshbarger. He's a shooter. Right there's the scores bench. Looks like it's going to be Jackson Kirkland. The ball goes in. He'll sub in. Second shot good. Nothing but net. Harshbarger going to take a breather. Get a medium five for Jackson Kirkland. Jackson Kirkland, where's number 12? He'll play the middle of the zone. Out top three. Right there in free throw line and extend it. who worked the ball in the front court, Jackson Money, Maverick Conway back out top, Grady Carpenter on the dribble. He'll pick up it after one. He'll go right side, Jackson Money, double team. Right there, it was Jonas Snip working the left side with the basketball. He'll pick it up. They go cross court to the corner. Jackson Money, three-point shot is good from the right corner baseline. 48-20. Tipton in front on the dribble, backcourt. Jake McGraw, he'll pass. Still in the backcourt, Horlacher back across to the front court there. And McGraw working to Nip. They're working down low on the dribble. Left-handed off the glass. When go shot taken there by Clinton Prairie. That was Davis, Caden Davis, back the other direction. Blue Devils. They'll go elbow right side into paint. Jackson Money. They're working to the baseline. Maverick Conaway going to call traveling violation. A lot of folks might have thought there was going to be a foul called there, me being included. They're going to pick up the traveling violation prior to. To be brought in from the backcourt, Clinton Prairie Gophers. On the dribble, McGraw. He'll pass across by line to Horlacher. Work the right side, Jackson Kerfoot. He'll get it back to Horlacher. Horlacher's 3-4 shot rims off. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Landon Spidell. Spidell passes. Jackson Money in the front court works to the corner. Cross-court skip pass from Grady Carpenter. His double tip picked up there by Nolan Swan. This one's going to be tipped on the baseline. Grady Carpenter's trying to make a pass. Goes out of bounds. Last touched by Clinton Prairie. 5:33 on the game clock. Third quarter. Left corner baseline. Rimmed out. What that time? That was Nolan Swan. They're working back out top after the rebound by Maverick Conaway. Nolan Swan's going to dribble and kick it back outside. Three-point shot outside the arc. Wouldn't go. Grady Carpenter. Nolan Swan comes out with the rebound. Once again, they're working out left side. Just right side, not quite left of center. Three-point shot. They're going to call it a two. They're going to call that a two-point shot. It might have been a three. Might have heard the public address incorrectly. Ball's going to be loose in the front court. McGraw going to be picked up by Jackson Kerfoot. Jackson Money, I should say. A couple of Jacksons in the ballgame, one for each team. Working it outside the arc, Maverick Conaway. Out top on the dribble, Nolan Swan trying to get it down low. Grady Carpenter trying to get it low to, I should say, Landon Spidell. Balls end up in the hands outside the arc. Left side, Jackson Money for three. 54-20 on the dribble and across the timeline. Will be a little bit less pressure across the timeline on the dribble. That's Jake McGraw. He'll work the right side of the basketball. He'll hand off right there. That's Jackson Kerfoot. Left elbow extended. He's going to bounce pass down low. Try to get it. And did get it to Caden Davis. Going to be a reach-in foul. Reaching foul on the Blue Devils. Maverick Conaway is going to pick up his third foul in the ballgame. He's going to be substituted for in the ballgame. He's going to be number 20, Connor Hassong. So 4:23 left here in the third quarter. Going to be brought in left of the bucket on the baseline. Jonas Smith going to bounce pass it in. Turnaround jumper, McGraw. That was Jake McGraw off the mark. When he go rebound, Landon Spidell. They're working left side. Jackson Money working down low on the baseline. Off the glass shot when he go. Connor Song. Rebound, Grady Carpenter. He tried the shot. He's trying to earn the foul, and if he did, he'll go to the stripe. He'll shoot two. So they're going to whistle his foul on Clinton Prairie, number 30, Lane Horlacher. Horlacher, a 6'3" junior. I should mention Clinton Prairie. Seven juniors on this squad. Three seniors. First shot rims out. Would he go? For Grady Carpenter, Coach Peckinpah tells me seven of their eight guys, double-figure minutes. Second shot also good. Left of the bucket, 1 point, back into a two-shot foul for Grady Carpenter, 55-20. Ball's in the front court. On the dribble, bring it out top. That's Jonas Snip. Jonas Snip on the dribble, going to hand off. 30, Lane Horlacher. Horlacher going to keep the dribble alive. He'll pass it on the floor, back to McGraw, and Jake McGraw going to go baseline, try a floater off the glass. He'll reach back in. He was in behind that four-foot area, behind the backboard. He jumped back in, got the bucket off the glass, and he'll earn one more. Foul's going to be whistled on Tipton. He'll get one more shot. That's Jake McGraw. Three-point play opportunity, and good. McGraw for three on the possession. 55-23. Working it down the paint. Off the glass, wouldn't go. That was Connor Song. Couldn't get his own board. Board came up with right there, Jackson Kerfoot. They'll pass it left side on the dribble and across the timeline at a more of a trot pace. It's Jake McGraw. Hesitation dribble. They're going to call him for a piling violation. Hesitation dribble. He's going to pick it up. Just about like you saw Gordon playing for IU. He went ahead and went to NBA. He didn't want to try to correct that. And why would you blame him? Out top with the basketball. We're going to ride side behind the arc. Nolan Swan, three-point shot. Good. Three-point shot for Swan. 458-23. He's dribbling across the timeline at a trot pace. That's number four, Jake McGraw. He'll pick up a screen right there. 23, Caden Davis. Outside the arc, they'll win into the corner. Jake McGraw, three-point shot. Rimmed off, wouldn't go. Rebound, fought for. Connor Song picks up the rebound. He's going to get fouled in the backcourt. Fouled by there, right there by Clinton Prairie. Gopher. And then back in the ballgame for Tipton. It's going to be number two, Maverick Conaway. Taking a breather is number 11, Nolan Swan. 2:22 left here in the third quarter. On the dribble out top. And we're going to right side. Maverick Conaway back out top. Grady Carpenter. Carpenter going to try to pass down low, trying to find Landon Spidell. They were on different pages. Ball goes out of bounds. So couldn't quite get it into him. And they'll give the ball back to Clinton Prairie. Going to be brought in right there, number 30, Lane Horlacher. They get it to point guard. Point guard right there, 6'3", and sophomore, Jake McGraw. Also playing the point is number three, Jonas Snip. Nine, they're working on the left corner baseline. They're working down low to McGraw. McGraw going to be fouled there on the baseline. It'll be on the floor. Going to be the fourth foul here in the second half on Tipton as the clock is running here in the ballgame. And look at down low. 23, Caden Davis goes off the glass. Two-point bucket. Clock moving, 120, 58-25. 35-point differential constitutes a running clock. It'll stop on timeouts, injuries, and free throws. He shifts out of bounds in the front court. Tipped and throwing the ball around. Tipped out of bounds. Good hands by Jonas Snip of Clinton Prairie. Taking a breather. Going to be number 21, Landon Spidell. Back in the ballgame for the Blue Devils. Number 4, as Gavin Hare. On the dribble out top, they work a right side. Outside the arc, three-point shot on the way, rimmed off. That was Connor Song. Rebound on the baseline, left side, Jackson Money. Grady Carpenter going to get down low to Gavin Hare, 2 points in the paint, 60-25. On the dribble in the front court, Jake McGraw. They cross over. It goes just behind the elbow, right side. Ball's going to be off the mark. He's going to go out of bounds. Going to be long, too tipped. Going to be brought in backcourt. Brought in by Jackson Money on the dribble in the front court now is Grady Carpenter. Trying to make a chest pass to Hassan. It's intercepted by Jackson Kerfoot. Going back the other way, Kerfoot trying to pass it down low to McGraw. Jake McGraw in front of him to cut and trying to get the basketball with Maverick Conaway. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Tipton. Ball brought in. Brought in right there near the buzzer. Buzzer sounds third quarter. At the end of three quarters of play, Tipton 60. Clinton Prairie 25. And we do appreciate you listening. We'll miss it. PutMeInSports.com and Varsity Sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball each spring. Lafayette Central Catholic Knights, they captured the 2022 1A title. They finished the season 27-6. Football in the fall, that's the Tipton Blue Devils. Basketball in the winter, this winter is Tipton Blue Devils. Majority of the games, we'll mention Central Catholic Knights. Three games on the agenda, and since you should say, Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies. 16 games on the docket, but if one game didn't happen, couldn't be at the game there on Gray Road. Garen Catholic couldn't make that ball game. We'll mention Hope Jewelers tipped in bringing this game to you. We'll talk about Hope Jewelers at our next break. Ball's going to be brought in. Be brought in right here. 8 minutes on the game clock. Can be brought in. Also the possession arrow. Fourth quarter possession to start out with Tipton. Going to be brought in by Connor and Song. Pass through the backcourt. That's number 3, Grady Carpenter. Back to Song in the front court. Guarding her song is number 5, Ty Kirkpatrick. like glue. They were down baseline, Grady Carpenter. They go off the glass, right-handed shot off the left board. Two-point shot good for Carpenter, 62-25. Kipton in front on the dribble, out top of the basketball at 22, Jacob Wilson. Working left side, working across the lane here, working the basketball, they're working the ball back. On the dribble, 22, Jacob Wilson. Ball's going to be loose, picked up by Connor Song. Might have numbers, still going left side. They're going to call a charging foul. They're called charging foul on Connor Song. They thought about calling out a block. It's going to be a charge right there on the play. So Connor Song going to pick up his first foul in the ballgame. Team foul number 5 on Tipton here in the second half. 2 thus far on Clinton Prairie. 7 minutes left. Fourth quarter, spin move into paint. Nice move. Clinton Prairie, credit the bucket. 22, Jacob Wilson, 5'11 junior. We're going to see the backcourt and cross the timeout on the dribble. Connor Song, we're going to give him, against him is Jacob Wilson. Behind the back dribble, working out top, way out top. Jackson Money will work the right side. Sam Quigley, to get it back out, to bring the ball back out, reset the offense. Maverick Conaway to Jackson Money, working left side behind the arc. Sam Quigley, going to be cut off right there at 15, Ryan Harshbarger. Going to dribble it behind the arc. Working back out top, Connor Song. They're working left side behind the arc, Sam Quigley. Back out to Song. Got some fresh legs on defense. They're playing good defense well. That bounce pass going to be intercepted by Clinton Prairie. Jacob Wilson. And in the front court, the ball stolen once again by Jackson Money. To the front court, Connor Song. Cross court pass, Gavin here. To the corner, Maverick Conaway rims out, wouldn't go. Rebound, put back. Going to be blocked. That was Connor Song. Got his shot blocked by 35, Levi Osler. They're working outside the arc. They'll reset the offense. That's number 5, Ty Kirkpatrick. Out right side, moving the basketball. Moving across the lane. That's going to the free throw lane. He'll toss it down low. Going to be an assist for Kerfoot. Credit the bucket. Number 35, I heard his name pronounced correctly, Levi Osler. Levi Osler for 2. He's a 6'4 junior. Working it back behind the arc. Cross-court pass off the ground, off the ground, the floor right there. Maverick Conaway gets it back to Sam Quigley. Back out top, Connor Song. Guarding him right there quickly is Ty Kirkpatrick, number 5. They're working left side to go to the corner. Maverick Conaway. Conaway shot rims out from three-point land. Rebound Jackson Kirkwood. He wears number 12. He'll take it across the timeline on his own. He'll dribble in. He'll dribble in right elbow. Pass it back out top, 22, Jacob Wilson. Wilson going to straddle. Three-point line. Shot's going to be off the mark. Going to go out of bounds. Going to belong to Tipton. Going to be brought in left of the bucket. Entering the ball game to Tipton is going to be number 21, Landon Spidell. Taking a breather right there is Jackson Money. Going to be brought in from the backcourt. Going to be brought in by Spidell. 4:40 on the game clock. 62-29. Stationary dribble somewhat. You know, bounce pass across the timeline. That was Connor Song to Maverick Conaway. Work at right side with the basketball. Sam Quigley. Going to be a recent foul. They're going to whistle this. A little too closely guarded. That's number 5, Ty Kirkpatrick. And I'm wondering, how could that be? And that's going to be his first foul in the contest. 3 thus far on Clinton Prairie. Second half, 5 thus far. Tipton, second half. Outside the arc, 3-point shot taken off the mark. Where'd he go? That was Maverick Conaway. Rebound, Clinton Prairie. Clinton Prairie going to dribble to the front court. Jackson Kerfoot. They'll work it out top. Number 5, Kirkpatrick, to pick up the dribble. Give me a 3-point shot. Just left of center. Credit the 3-point shot. 22, Jacob Wilson. Jacob Wilson got 3 in yesterday's contest. He's got 2 3-pointers in the last 3 minutes during the fourth quarter. To work it back out. I should say 5 points, maybe. They're going to whistle this foul. It's going to be a blocking foul. It's going to be whistled on Clinton Prairie. In the ballgame for the Gophers is number 21, Jarek McDonald, the 5'10 senior. Taking a breather is number 15, Ryan Harshbarger, a 6'3 sophomore. Going to be tipped out of bounds. Chest pass from the corner, trying to get a song. Chest pass from Gavin Hare, tipped out of bounds. Going to give it back to Tipton. Going to guard the inbound. That's number 5, Ty Kirkpatrick. He'll pass it to the backcourt. Sam Quigley crossed the timeline. On the dribble in the center circle, over to right side, well behind the arc. Number 20, Connor Song. We're going to around the perimeter, Gavin Hare. Gavin Hare going to get the ball tipped away. Going to be stolen by Jacob Wilson. back the other direction, trying to come back and trying to tie the ball up right there. Teammate Landon Spidell couldn't get it locked up. It's going to be a foul reach-in on Spidell. Sixth foul here in the second half. 2:40, clock moving. Going to be brought in, bounced in. Right there in the paint, 35. Osler, he'll dish it down low. Two-point shot, credit shot, I believe, 21, Derek McDonald. They're across the timeline with the backbone of the straddle. He'll pass out of there, Hassan. He get it back to Gavin here, now back to Hassan. They'll work at the left side, Maverick Conway. Skip pass outside the arc, three-point shot, good. Gavin Hare, left elbow extended. Gavin Hare on the season. He's now 2-for-4, he's shooting 50% behind the arc. They're working outside the arc. Three-point shot, Jackson Kerfoot. Rimmed off, wouldn't go. Landon Spidell come down with another ferocious, hard, strong board, I should say. Going to be a push-out. Going back the other direction, Tipton going to earn the foul on the baseline. Going to be whistled on the push-out. They're going to whistle his foul on number 5, Ty Kirkpatrick. 1:36 left here in the fourth quarter. In the ball game for Tipton, going to see number 12, Oliver Conaway, a 5'9 sophomore. Also in the ballgame, Blue Devils, number 33, that's Sam Humrickhouse. Sam Humrickhouse, a 6'6" sophomore. Going to be brought in on the baseline, right of the bucket by Conaway. He'll get it into Sam Quigley. Working out top, also in the ballgame for Tipton, 22, Drake Johnson. They're going to work it back out. Inside the baseline, Sam Quigley to Johnson behind the arc. Back to Quigley, they'll go to the corner with it. On the dribble, he'll bring it back out. That's number 12, Oliver Conaway. On the dribble, he'll dribble in, they'll go to the baseline jumper. 3-point land, wouldn't go. Shot taken by Drake Johnson. Rims off, rebound, Clinton Prairie. Crossing the timeline on the dribble, that's number 5, Ty Kirkpatrick. They'll work at left side, pick up a screen. Good screen there by 21, Jarek McDonald. He'll get the ball back. They go hard off the glass. Left side wouldn't go. Rebound bounces out to Sam Quigley out top of the basketball. They pick up a double team right there immediately. Oliver Conaway outside. Inside out play. Couldn't go. That was Drake Johnson. 3-point land. Ball goes out of bounds. Going to be last touch by Tipton. 15 seconds left. Clock moving. 65-34. Ball's in the hands of number 5, Ty Kirkpatrick in the front court. Working the dribble. 5 seconds left. Going to be reached in, going to be a steal. Drake Johnson. I take that back. It's number 12, Oliver Conaway. Going to hand the ball to the official. Final score, Tipton, 65. Clinton Prairie, 34. We do thank you for tuning in. We'll miss you. Next game on the agenda for the Clinton Prairie Gophers. Clinton Prairie will play at 6 o'clock tonight. They'll play the 6 o'clock contest. And then we'll mention that will either be against North Judson or Western. North Judson and Western are going to play next. Putney Sports will not be here. Probably won't be able to stay, and we'll miss him. Tipton Blue Devils will play the 8 o'clock game tonight. And as mentioned, that will either be North Judson or Western. We do thank you for tuning in. We'll hope you'll tune in tonight. If you want to tune in about 7:45, hope to have a pregame. And we do thank you for tuning in, and we'll mention this tournament conducted extremely well. Clinton Central Bulldogs. Athletic Director Raymond Jones. Assistant AD is Kimberly Deck. You can reach them by phone at 765-249-2255. That's Clinton Prairie High School, 815 State Road 29, Michigan Town, Indiana, 46057. We thank you for tuning in. We'll mention thankful to my wife for sound checking and keeping things smooth. And I appreciate that. And we'll mention, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let it go. Keep the fire burning.